A Warning to the United States from South Africa by Gemma Meyer. People used to say that South Africa was 20 years behind the rest of the Western world. Television, for example, came late to South Africa, but so did pornography and the gay rights movement. Today, however, South Africa may be the grim model of the future Western world, for events in America reveal trends chillingly similar to those that destroyed our country. America's structures are Western. Your Congress, your lobbying groups, your free speech, and the way ordinary Americans either get involved or ignore politics are peculiarly Western, not the way most of the world operates. But the fact that only about a third of Americans deem it important to vote is horrifying, in light of how close you are to losing your Western character. Writing letters to the press, Manning stands at county fairs, hosting fundraising dinners, attending rallies, setting up conferences, writing your congressman, that is what you know, and what you are comfortable with. Those are the political methods you've created for yourselves to keep your country on track, and to ensure political accountability. But woe to you, if, or more likely, when, the rules change. White Americans may soon find themselves unable or unwilling to stand up to challenge the new political methods that will be the inevitable result of the ethnic metamorphosis now taking place in America. Unable to cope with the new rules of the game, violence, mob riots, intimidation through accusations of racism, demands for proportionality based on racial numbers, and all the other social and political weapons used by the have-nots to bludgeon treasure and power from the haves, Americans, like others before them, will no doubt cave in. They will compromise away their independence and ultimately their way of life. That is exactly what happened in South Africa. I know, because I was there and I saw it happen. Faced with revolution in the streets, strikes, civil unrest and the sheer terror and murder practiced by Nelson Mandela's African National Congress, the ANC, the white government simply capitulated in order to achieve peace. Westerners need peace. They need order and stability. They are builders and planners. But what we got was the peace of the grave for our society. The Third World is different, different peoples with different pasts and different cultures. Yet Westerners continue to mistake the psychology of the Third World and its peoples. Sierra Leone and Zimbabwe are perfect examples of those mistakes. Sierra Leone is in perpetual civil war, and Zimbabwe, once the thriving stable Rhodesia, is looting the very people, the white men, who feed the country. Yet Westerners do not admit that the same kind of savagery could come to America when enough immigrants of the right type assert themselves. The fact is, Americans are sitting ducks for third world exploitation of the Western conscience of compassion. Those in the West who forced South Africa to surrender to the ANC and its leaders did not consider Africa to be the dangerous, corrupt, and savage place it is now in Zimbabwe and South Africa. Those Western politicians now have a similar problem looming on their own doorsteps, the demand for power and treasure from the non-Western peoples inside the realm. It is already too late for South Africa, but not for Americans. If enough people strengthen their spine and take on the race terrorists, the armies of the politically correct, and most dangerous of all, the craven politicians who believe compassionate conservatism will buy them a few more votes, a few more days of peace. White South Africans, you should remember, have been in that part of Africa for the same amount of time whites have inhabited North America, yet ultimately South Africans voted for their very own suicide. We are not so very different from you. We lost our country through skillful propaganda, pressure from abroad, not least from the USA, unrelenting charges of oppression and racism, and the shrewd assessment by African tyrants that the white man has many Achilles' heels, the most significant of which are his compassion, his belief in the equality of man, and his love your neighbor philosophy, none of which are part of Third World's history. The mainline churches played a big role in the demise of Western influence throughout Africa too, especially in South Africa. Today's tyrants were yesterday's mission school protégés. Many dictators in Africa were men of the cloth. They knew their clerical collars would deflect criticism and obfuscate their real aims, which had nothing whatsoever to do with the brotherhood of man. Other tyrants, like the infamous Idi Amin, were trained and schooled by the whites themselves at Oxford, Cambridge, and Harvard. After receiving the best from the West, they unleashed a resentful bloodlust against their benefactors. From what I have seen and read, thus far, I fear Americans will capitulate just as we did. Americans are, generally, a soft lot. They don't want to quarrel or obstruct the claims of those who believe they were wronged. They like peace and quiet, and they want to compromise and be nice. A television program that aired in South Africa showed a town hall meeting somewhere in Southern California, where people met to complain about falling standards in the schools. Whites who politely spoke at the meeting clearly resented the influx of Mexican immigrants into their community. When a handful of Chicanos at the back hall shouted and waved their hands at them, the whites simply shrunk back into their seats rather than tell the noisemakers to shut up. They didn't want to quarrel. In America, the courts are still the final arbiters of society's laws. But what will happen when your future majority refuses to abide by court rulings, as in Zimbabwe? What will happen when the new majority says the judges are racists, and that they refuse to acknowledge white men's justice? What will happen when the courts are filled with their people, or their sympathizers? In California, Proposition 187 has already been overturned. What will you do when the future non-white majority decides to change the names of streets and cities? What will you do when they no longer want to use money that carries the portraits of old, dead white racists and slave owners? Will you cave in, like you did on flying the Confederate flag? What about the national anthem? Your official language? Don't laugh. When the majority took over in South Africa, the first targets were our national symbols. In another generation, America may well face what Africa is now experiencing. Invasions of private land by the have-nots, the decline in healthcare quality, roads and buildings in disrepair, the banishment of your history from the education of the young, and the revolutionization of your justice system. In South Africa today, only 9% of murderers end up in jail. Court dockets are regularly purchased and simply disappear. Magistrates can be bribed, as can the prison authorities, making escapes commonplace. Vehicle and airplane licenses are regularly purchased, and forged school and university certificates are routine. What would you think of the ritual slaughter of animals in your neighbor's backyard? How do you clean up the blood and entrails that litter your suburban streets? How do you feel about the practice of witchcraft, in which the parts of your girls and boys are needed for medicinal purposes? How do you react to the burning of witches? Don't laugh. All that is quite common in South Africa today. Don't imagine that government officials caught with their fingers in the till will be punished. Excuses, like the need to overcome generations of white racism, will be found to exonerate the guilty. In fact, known criminals will be voted into office because of a racial solidarity among the majority that doesn't exist among the whites. When Ian Smith, of the old Rhodesia, tried to stand up to the world, white South African politicians were among the Westerners pressuring him to surrender. When Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe murders his political opponents, ignores unfavorable court decisions, terrorizes the population, and siphons off millions from the state treasury for himself and his friends, South Africa's new president, Thabo Mbeki, holds his hand and declares his support. That just happened a few weeks ago. Your tax dollars will go to those who don't earn and don't pay. In South Africa, organizations that used to have access to state funds, such as old age homes, the arts, and veterans services, are simply abandoned. What will happen is that Western structures in America will be either destroyed from without or transformed from within. They will be used to suit the goals of the new rulers. And they will reign either through terror, as in Zimbabwe today, or exert other corrupt pressures to obtain, or by votes. Once power is in the hands of aliens, don't expect loyalty or devotion to principle from those whose jobs are at stake. One of the most surprising and tragic components of the disaster in South Africa is how many previously anti-ANC whites simply moved to the other side. Once you lose social, cultural, and political dominance, there is no getting it back again. Unfortunately, your habits and values work against you. You cannot fight terror and street mobs with letters to your congressmen. You cannot fight accusations of racism with prayer meetings. You cannot appeal to the goodness of your fellow man when the fellow man despises you for your weakness and hacks off the arms and legs of his political opponents. To survive, Americans must never lose the power they now enjoy to people from alien cultures. Above all, don't put yourselves to the test of fighting only when your backs are against the wall. You will probably fail. Millions around the world want your good life. But make no mistake, they care not for the high-minded ideals of Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and your Constitution. What they want are your possessions, your power, and your status. And they already know that their allies among you, the human rights activists, the skillful lawyers, and the left-wing Zionist politicians will fight for them, and not for you. They will exploit your compassions, your Christian charity, and your goodwill. They have studied you, Mr. and Mrs. America, and they know your weaknesses as well. They know what to do. Do you? Gemma Meyer is the nom de plume of a South African journalist. Get involved today to help save America and the West. Go to www.stormfront.org. Download Zionism and Marxist Communism.